You're listening to Max Inc. Radio with Jimmy K. and Rocker on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin on 92.7 The Devil Radio. Also 101 FM, The Shaw in Waukesha on 540 AM, WAUK. Good evening, everybody. I thought it would be fun and appropriate, and I just wanted to do it. Kick off the 8 o'clock hour with two from Pat McCurdy.
I can't stand the strain. Can't stand the fog. Can't stand the rain. I hate the hatred, the stupidity. Can't stand the liar lying to me. So, Mr. Jameson, that's why I'm calling you. I think I figured out what we gotta do. Let's have a party. Let's have some fun. Call up your best friend. Tell everyone. Let's get together. Let's do it right. Put on some music and dance all night. I'm tired of races. I'm tired of their friends. Looks like blue meanies are in Pepperland again. Can't stand the poison they're spewing out. I turn down the volume, still too loud. So, Mr. Jameson, that's why I'm calling you. I think I figured out what we gotta do. Let's have a party. Let's have some fun. Call up your best friend. Tell everyone. Let's get together. Let's do it right. Put on some music and dance all night. Jameson, that's why I'm calling you. I think I figured out what we gotta do. Let's have a party. Let's have some fun. Call up your best friend. Tell everyone. Let's get together. Let's do it right. Put on some music.
Finish writing all of my Gospels. Now all I seem to want is sex and beer. Mark Antony looked down on Caesar's body. He said, friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ear. I did not come here to praise Caesar. I came here for sex and beer. Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the things we like round here. George Washington, he never crossed the Delaware. There was no midnight ride for Paul Revere. Ben Franklin never discovered electricity. They were too busy looking for
sex and beer.
Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the things we like round here. Charles Dickens gave us Great Expectations. Shakespeare gave us Hamlet and King Lear. Dostoevsky gave us Crime and Punishment. Who the hell is gonna give us
sex and beer?
Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the things we like round here. Sing it so I can dance. Sex and
beer.
City to the suburbs to the country, from the southern to the northern hemisphere, they're holding a tremendous referendum, and everybody's choosing
sex and beer.
Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer. Sex and beer. They can take away my pride and my dignity, gone. They can use up all my blood and sweat and tears, used. They can take away my name and give me a number, 911. But they can never take away my sex and beer. Sex and beer, sex and beer. We hold dear. Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the things we like round here. We like sex and beer and sex and beer and sex and beer and sex and beer.
Maxi Radio, we are local music. In my opinion, Rocker, that's probably one of the greatest songs ever. My God. Pat McCurdy, Sex and Beer. Before that, his brand new music, Mr. Jameson. So years ago, I used to do this radio show. Rocker, you're familiar with this. BOA Friday Night with our buddies Slammin' Elvin and Uber Doug and The Chef and the other various characters. Beer Bomb Ben.
I remember.
And E-Dub was there. But anyway, Sex and Beer was a staple song on that party Friday nights. And gosh, that was a good time. And Al's a bastard. can I say that? Yes, I can. How you doing, everybody? Happy Saturday night to you. I hope you're having a good one. Thanks to Katie Scullin for coming in and blessing us with her brand new music. Dude, I don't know how much of that new song you heard, but it was really good. And I can't wait to play it again, perhaps next week, man. We got more good stuff coming up this hour. Steve Daly from Daly's Bar and Grill, a sponsor of Max Inc. Radio. Gourmet food, handmade, never off the truck, Daly's Bar and Grill. Steve will join us shortly after 8:30 tonight. And Johnny T-Bird Rocker. He's in the Devil's Lair. We got live music tonight.
You know what, Jimmy? He just walked in, so we're going to get him set up. And nice. Devil's Lair is coming up at 9 p.m. And, yeah, Steve Daly, you mentioned it all. What you didn't mention was Maxine Kevy with Rocker, 10 p.m. to midnight. Hey, and of course, next week, Nick Venturella. He's going to be here in the Devil's Lair as well.
I don't know Nick, and I'm excited to meet him, and I'm excited to hear his music. We have a song from him, I think, don't we, Rocker?
We do. It's in the playlist, Jimmy. It's pretty new from him, I believe.
I will find that, and we'll play that in just a couple of minutes. Right now, we got to get the twang out. Our friend Kirsty Krause has a new song out. This song is called Bird.
Wait, she's...
By criticism, poisoned by your cynicism, lies dim the shine inside of me. Been living in a shadow of clouds, but this is my philosophy now. Hey, hey, I grit my teeth and barely forget it. You ain't even strong enough to steal my pride. Shame, don't go married, sharing with somebody else who wants to win. Every breath is my currency. Spend it on the positive, loving how I'm dropping it. I let a fly, spread wings. Only in my head and my dreams. Read between the pointer and ring. Hey, hey. I'm putting my teeth in, baby, forget it. You ain't even strong enough to steal my pride. Shake off, I'm married, sharing with somebody else who wants to waste their time. Every breath is my currency. Spend it on the positive, loving how I'm dropping it. Yeah.
a feeling of power. Move it up, that you drop the bag. Even never thought his father damn heart attack. Brandon's so on that. One of them a woman, but it don't feel right. One of them leave, but it couldn't believe. But what you found them on my side? Waiting for a break, did you pull me in close? Grab my arm and I was gonna explode. Isn't it right, you wanna take me home? One thing left to do, play something like a nasty. Yeah, 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 yeah. Shaking her head.
Radio, we are local music. Ryan McGrath Band there. Play something I could dance to, please. Thank you. I just did, Brian. Weren't you paying attention, man? He is playing a show at Tiny Arena Brewing Company on Thursday, May 26th. Bay with a View, or Brew with a View. That's what it's called. Brew with a View at Tiny Arena Brewing Company. They have really good beer there, too. Would love to have one. Before that, we heard some Kirsty Kraus. She's going to be on the main stage at the world's largest Bratfest. That's happening, I think she's Saturday, May 28th, 5 to 6 p.m. on the main stage. Kirsty Kraus, make sure you stop by and say hello. Tell her the folks at Max Inc. Radio said hello. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. Rocker is getting Johnny T-Bird set up for Live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Four locations in Madison now: Monona, Livingston Street, Johnson Street, and Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal, Salvatore's Tomato Pies. .com. Of course, Rocker has Max Inc. Heavy later after 10 o'clock. Steve Daly from Daly's Bar and Grill will join us just in a few minutes. Stick around for that. We're going to talk about gourmet bar food that's never off the truck. Mm-mm. So good. So tasty. Elizabeth Mary, she's playing Bratfest on the main stage. You can get the details at maxincradio.com at the music calendar. This is her latest song called Parking Lot Kiss. Elizabeth Mary on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Stars on a cold winter's night. This beating in the chest was too much to fight. This time it was different. You pull me in close. I kiss your cheek. I'll never forget the way you were looking back at me.
Baby. For the people.
For love.
time to unplug from the politics and crank it up.
Talking to the devil.
With Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
In-person culinary dinner theater is back at Delectable.
Devil Radio programming is produced live in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com. Solidarity Realty, there is an alternative.
Chasing the Devil's Tail. Weekends are for music.
Talking to the Devil.
With Max Inc. on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM.
I realized I promised you brand new Rain Stern earlier, and I have failed to play that yet. So let's play it right now. Brand new Rain Stern. Steve Daly after Rain Stern on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Which way the wind blows from here? Time and again, you pushed me to the ledge, but I've held on in hope. And now I wonder why I've stayed so strong, seeing it now. Well, I don't know, no, no. But what I know now, oh yeah, would I do it again if I could just hit rewind? Oh, go ahead and ask again this time. I'll tell you what you seem to miss. All this while I was thinking of them, even though you've thought that it was a genuine.
Out in Los Angeles right now. She actually released a new video with part of the band that she's working with. It's on her page, Rain Stern, on Facebook, and it's really good. You want to check that out. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jimmy K. I'm here with rocker Johnny T-Bird is in the studio. He's tuned and ready to roll live at the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, coming up after 9 o'clock tonight, rocker. Really looking forward to that. Plus, you have Max and Kevy after 10 o'clock.
That's right, Jimmy. Max and Kevy, 10 to midnight, and it's going to be a good time. I'm going to spin some heavy stuff.
Excellent.
Daly's Bar and Grill in Sun Prairie call themselves gourmet bar food, and that description couldn't be more accurate. They make all their own sauces, breading, smoked ribs, and even pasta in-house, Jimmy. Nothing comes off the truck, and oh yeah, they're a flair bar too. On the phone with us right now is owner, chef, and flair instructor, Stephen Daly. Steve, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah, thank you.
Steve, the restaurant industry has always been a hard and risky road. How did you get into the restaurant business, and what inspired you to start up Daly's Bar and Grill in Sun Prairie?
Well, I've been doing restaurant work for 30 years now, since 92. I just opened my own about 9 years ago. I've always wanted to own my own restaurant since I started working in restaurants. I don't know, food is something that everybody loves. I mean, everybody loves sex and food. And, food is, I decided instead of the sex business, I'd go into the food business. So,
and you have beer, too.
Beer, too, absolutely.
You know, I'm sure you know Pat McCurdy. We just played some Pat McCurdy at the beginning of this hour, and we played sex and beer. So, sex, beer, and food.
Absolutely.
Now, what kind of items might we find on your menu over at Daly's in Sun Prairie?
You know, the top item I recommend to people all the time, even though it's not an Italian restaurant, it's an everything restaurant, is my chicken Alfredo. We make the noodles in-house. We make the pasta in-house fresh every day. We make the Alfredo sauce from scratch. It's to die for. As far as other items go, I mean, there's other things that are pretty good, too. The ribs are pretty fantastic. We smoke them for the flavor, and then we braise them for the tenderness, and we make our own barbecue sauce in-house. I like it. I make it myself.
Wow.
Yeah.
The key here, I think what you're trying to say, Steve, is that the menu is homemade and it's your recipe. It's not off the truck.
Yeah. After 30 years of cooking, I mean, I kind of figure out a couple things, I feel like. I mean, there's always room to learn. I don't care how many years you've been doing something. There's always room for improvement. I'll admit that for sure.
I
think I'd want to make a couple of things all right.
How does that translate? Like, it's your food, it's your inspiration, your menus. How do you get that down to your staff to say, this is exactly how I want this done?
You know, just work with them as a team. You know, teaching and managing restaurants throughout the years, you learn that being a restaurant manager means you are a teacher. And that's what your job is like a teacher, like breaking up fights between the staff and everything a teacher does. But the thing is really helping people learn and getting them excited about learning. And I love the fact that my staff they love to learn about food and learn about how to make food better. And they have their own ideas and their own inspirations. And I try to, listen to those as well. And as a team, we work out the best options.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Steve from Daly's Bar and Grill, Sun Prairie, Highway 19 and 151. You know, the flair bar, speaking of teaching people, tell us about the flair bar. Do you actually kind of do put on a show, or you have classes or something about bartending?
Yeah. So how long have I been doing flair? I've been doing restaurant work for 30 years, but I've probably only been doing flair for about 14 or 15 of those years.
only.
You know, it was weird how it started. My boss at the time had been to a flair bar, and she came back and she was upset. It was weird. She goes, "You guys don't do any of this stuff." And she's kind of telling us about what she experienced. And that night I went home and ordered myself some flair bottles and kind of learned myself how to do it. And since then I've, done classes for other bars, teaching other bartenders how to flair. It's just that little extra in the entertainment. I mean, you go out to be entertained, you go out to have fun, and it just adds a little bit extra to that fun and that entertainment.
And it gives a little bit of it, like you said, it's entertainment, but it's kind of an art in a way too, I bet.
Yeah, it is. It's an expression. and it helps us enjoy our jobs. You know, we like, me and the other couple other bartenders that do for at my bar, or, I mean, it helps us get through our day even better because we love it so much.
Well, I'll tell you, we were just there last night, and we were like, wow, it's like, you know, the movie Cocktail or something. Now, speaking of last night, it was Friday, and on Fridays, you guys have a fish fry. When I was there last night, I noticed that this isn't just the ordinary Wisconsin fish fry. You guys have specialties like blackened salmon with tzatziki sauce, rice, and steamed vegetables. I was like, wow.
Yeah, glad you liked it. Thank you. Yeah, so, you know, classic fish fry is just fried cod. I feel it'd just be boring to just do that. So we have so many options, really. My favorite is the Chilean sea bass with shrimp. We do like a honey soy glaze over that. That just really, it's amazing flavor. It comes over wild rice with some steamed vegetables. It's really good. Our jerk tilapia is pretty spicy. Make like a banana mango salsa for it. The banana and the fish, you wouldn't think that those things go together, but they do.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that sounds really good. And then you have brunch on Sundays too, right?
Yeah. So on Sundays we have a basic boring brunch menu. And then I make amazing specials that are what to get. So usually when people come in for brunch, they want to know what the specials are because the menu's the fallback if you don't like any of my specials. But usually the brunch specials I make, I'll make like a – sometimes I do a buffalo shrimp with cheddar grits. Sometimes I'll do a homemade slow-cooked corned beef hash. Sometimes I'll do eggs benedict with homemade English muffins. Homemade hollandaise sauce, the works. I do so many different things.
I even saw chicken and waffles.
That's one of our favorites. Yeah, bacon wrapped chicken and waffles. So beer battered chicken breast wrapped in bacon on top of Belgian waffle with a salty chicken gravy, real Wisconsin maple syrup.
Yes,
yeah, that's a good one.
I'm on my way right now.
Nice.
Wow. Where can we find out more about Daly's Bar and Grill?
Go to dailysbarandgrill.com. It's got pretty much all our information on there. Actually, we've got a few websites that kind of link together. It's dailysbarandgrill.com, godsofbartending.com, or scubabarflare.com. Any of those sites.
And that's spelled Daly's is D-A-L-Y-S.
Correct.
Well, Steve, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us tonight. I think I can hear all the traffic of Chicago down there. You're down there for a food convention?
Yep, the National Restaurant Association Food Convention is this weekend, absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate it, man. All right, Steve. Thanks. We'll check back in with you again.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate you. Let's hear some new music from The Solution on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Just just what you think you are thinking of. So sure that you'd make it by without us somehow. So what's the cause of all your crying now? How does it feel? How does it feel? How does it feel?
We Are Local Music. That's Mars Hall, Got No Soul. They're going to be playing Bratfest over Memorial Day weekend. I forget exactly what day, but if you just go to Mars Hall on Facebook, you'll find that information. Bratfest! I cannot wait to shove a brat in my pie hole. Ah! Brats. So porky and juicy if they're cooked right. I could do a podcast on brats if you like. In the meantime, though, we'll do Jordan's story. Lost My Woman, Jordan Story on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. These guys are playing at the Red Rooster tonight. You can get down there right now. They're about to hit the stage. Or maybe you want to stick around here. Johnny T-Bird is live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, in just a couple of minutes.
Get out of life, woman. You don't love me no more. Woman, you don't love me no more. Get out of my life. You don't love me no more. Get out of my eyes, teardrops. I got to see my way around. Get out of my eyes, teardrops.
Tale. Weekends are for music.
Talking to the devil.
With Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7.